Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachem Samaches. We begin at the Mishnah, which is 10 lines off the top of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Kol HaPsulin Shemolko. Melikosim Psula. So instead of a qualified kohen doing Melika, an unauthorized person, unqualified to do Avodah, a kohen who is pasul, or a zar, actually proceeds and does the Melika. We'll see about zar in a minute in the Gemara. What happens? Melikosim Psula. Of course, the Melika is not pasul. But is the bird considered a nevela? Is it as though it just died? You know, when a bird experiences shechita, proper shechita, or proper malika, then the bird is not considered a dead bird. It's not tame. If one swallows it, it's not going to, you know, absorb tuma of that bird. By the way, a bird is only metame b'beis ha'bliya. It only gives over tuma as you're swallowing it. But a properly shechted, or a bird who was nimlak properly, of course doesn't have that tumah. What if it's a failed malika? Shall we say it's like a dead bird? It has tumah. Or shall we say no? Although it's possible to be used as a karban, but you can't say it died. It did experience somewhat of a halachically mandated life termination process. It did experience malika to some form, to some extent. Yep, says the Mishnah, although melikasim psula, but still, it's not going to be metame the person. Likewise, malak b'smol, he did melika with his left hand instead of his right, or b'leilo at night, which is not time for the avodah. Shochet chulim b'fnim, or he did shchita. It's a different realm. He took a chicken, okay? A chulin chicken, not a carbon. He did shchita with a knife in the Beis HaMikdash, inappropriately. Or b'kashim b'chutz, he did shchita on a carbon bird outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Likewise, and these, since there was a shechita done, although not in a proper setting, you can't say it's dead. Einon metamois, it's not going to transfer tumah beveis ha'bliya. What if he does something totally out of whack? Molak besaken, he did a malika in the back of the neck using a knife. So you don't have a malika, which requires your fingernail. You don't have a shechita because it was in the back of the neck instead of the front. Or malak chulin befenem, he did malika to a non-carbon bird in the Beis HaMikdash. Totally out of place. Bekotchim b'chutz. Or, he did malika to a carbon bird outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Malika doesn't apply there. Or, Tayran Shlegi Azmanin. He did malika on a carbon bird in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was too young. The Tayran have to wait until they grow up. It was still too young for that. Or he did the malika to the carbon bird on Ubnei Yaina, these pigeons, Shavarzman, which are too old to be used as a carbon. So these are non-starters. They're considered like dead animals. Or Shiyav Shagapa, a bird whose wing shriveled up, unsuitable for carbon. Shnis Misena got blinded. Shnikta Ragla, missing its leg. All these are considered like dead animals, metam v'sabli, and they impart tum zakla, because this is the rule to work with. Kol shepsul b'kodesh. If the psul was a kodesh, a carbon processing type of psul, something happened during the processing. Rashi says in the Azorah, something happened during the process. Eino metam v'sabli. So that doesn't have tum. So it's considered, somewhat properly processed bird and not considered an avela. However, a bird who's missing an arm or a leg, no business being in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yayi psul b'kodesh. Psul took place before it came into the Azara. It's a non-starter. Metami v'sabli. In this case, even though malika was done, it's like a dead bird and it's metami. Amarav. Smoil. The kohen did malika with his left. But lailo, or at night. Ein metamin. So there's no tumah, like we said in the Mishnah. However, zar v'saken, for Yisrael did malika or a kohen, but he used a knife. It's totally off. It's a non-starter. It's like a dead animal. Matam v'sabliya. It's matam. Maishno, ask the Gemara, what's the difference between these and those? Smoil and Lilam, okay, you let it pass. Zohar and Sakin, no, why? Maishno, Smoil, why is Smoil somewhat, you know, sanctioned? Because we find that in some instances, Smoil works in the Beis HaMikdash. It has an element of validity to it. This Leichshera, when is Smoil Kasher? Beim Kippur, Rashi explains in Yom Kippur, the Kohen, on the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is holding a machta, shovel with coals in his right hand, the kaf, the spoonful of incense in his left. He's got a maneuver between his hands. So we find that left sometimes is pressed into action. So likewise, Malika with your left, there's an element of passability to it and it works. Why is smoil? Okay, this day chsheira because it has passability. Be a mekipurim and yikipur. Likewise, nighttime activity in Beis Hamikdash, although it's not meant for primary karbanis, but leftovers, right? This day chsheira beivarim abdarim, the blims and the fats and the mizbeach burn throughout the night. There's an element of validity to it, and therefore, it's somewhat sanctioned regarding the malika of the bird and salvages it from it from its spears it of its nevela, you know, status. Likewise, Zar Nami is the Echshera b'Shchita Yisrael, a non-Kohen, is authorized to do Shchita, so he has a say in the matter, and perhaps we should give him the same status if he does Malika, which should salvage it from Vatumah. Well, how could you compare Shchita la'Avoida? Shchita is not considered part of the Avoida in Beis HaMikdash. It's sort of a precursor to the Avoida. We find that even a regular animal needs Shchita. So there's nothing to show from there. Valoi, really? It's not part of the Avodah? Farmer Zera tells us, Shechita is para. Shechita of the para duma. Bizarre. If a Zera does it, it's psula. Why? Machvi Rav pointed to the source in the Torah, Elazar. Torah says Elazar, you know, the Kohen. The Chukan, it's Chukah, it's absolute. Apparently, Shechita is a very, you know, a serious part of the process. Well, you can't compare. You're talking about para duma? Para duma, in any case, is not a carbon. Shani para, para is different. The kachav the kabayisi. It's kachav the kabayis, meaning it's you know, something owned. It's like hegdish's possession. Kachav the kabayisi. You can't show anything from there regarding avoid the status and, you know. Well, hold it. If anything, it's all the more a proof to our point. V'loy kol dechenu, isn't it a kolshken? If anything, it's all the more kachav the kabayis b'okunav. There's a kahuna requirement by para aduma, which is kachim b'dekah bayis. Kachim is be'ach m'boya. Goes without saying that it should apply to kachim, regular kachim is be'ach karbanis. Right? Of course it should need a shechita. And still we find that Torah allows a zohar to do shechita. So wouldn't you think the same with malika? That if a zohar does malika, it should be somewhat considered, you know, valid with respect to sparing it of tuma, right? Oh, says the Gemara. No, Amar of Shisha Bidravidi. No, not everything that requires a coin is indicative of its, you know, hakrava status. Midah Dahava Maris Negoim. Take a look at Aloch of Negoim. A coin has to analyze a nega and determine its status. The law of Avoidi, it's not an Avoid in the Bessam Bidash. It's unrelated to the Bessam Bidash. Ubaikun, and still only a coin can do it. So, yeah, although the Torah requires a coin by the Paraduma, it doesn't say anything about its Avoida properties. It's just a role, a job, a mission, something that the Kohen is meant to do. So you can't show anything from there regarding Shechita of Karbanis. And the fact that a Zar does Shechita by a Karban, to us, all it says is that it's not really an Avoida. And you can't learn anything from there to Malika of Zar to give it element of validity. Ask the Gemara. Okay, but you know, you're looking for a precedent, right? If you find that this specific type of act has validity elsewhere, likewise, regarding Malika, right? It has an element of validity. Okay, I have an idea. Let's go look at the Bama. Bama is that, you know, public altar, private altar, right? Where the halacha is that you don't even need a kohen. Even a zar can offer karbanas, you know, on the bama during those points, you know, times in history when there was no Beis HaMikdash, when they, you know, would use the bama as a place of akrova. A regular Yisrael could do akrova. Let's learn from the bama. Just like if a zar does malika by the bama, it's okay, it's fine. Likewise, you know, even in Beis HaMikdash, there's an element of validity to it and sanctioning. Well, no, we can't learn from the Bama. It's not a good precedent, Rashi says. It's like Choyl. Relative to Mikdash, Bama is like Choyl. It's on a different status, different level. So you can't compare one to the other. Really? Says the Gemara, you never compare to Bama. You don't use it as a source material for the Beis HaMikdash, V'loi? V'atani Bava Braisa. This is regarding the Aloha of Allah, right? If something actually, even deficient, went up on the Mizbech, it doesn't come down anymore. It stays up there. The Braisa says, V'atani Menayin L'yoytze Shem Allah L'yer. What about a carbon which was Yoytze? Left the Beis HaMikdash. It became possible. Now if it's on the Mizbech. How do you know that you leave it there, you don't take it there? How do we know? Why would we say so? Because we find that by Abama, Yaitse doesn't disqualify. In fact, there is no boundary at all by the Abama. So Yaitse is not an issue by the Abama. Likewise, the Beis HaMikdash. Even if experienced, the Yaitse became possible, but once it's on the Mizbeach, like we said, it has an element of passibility by the Abama. So likewise, we leave it here. We do compare it to the Abama. Well, says the Gemara, it's not really the source, Tana, the Tana within the Braisa. Who presented this equation wasn't really sourcing it from the Bama. Azoyis toyos oila. Samachle was really relying on the pasuk. Azoyis toyos oila. Anything goes up. Oila on the mizbech stays up there. That was really the source. The equation with the Bama was just to make it more plausible. But really, you can't compare. Okay, so going to Rav, Malika done with his left or at night is somewhat a valid Malika, and the animal is not considered dead regarding Tumah versus Zar and Sakin, which are. Rabbi Yechon takes issue. Regarding the Zar, he says, let him pass. Rechon Amar, Zar Eine Metam Vesabli. Likewise, if a Zar does Malika, it stays Tohar. Although I agree that the Sakin, done with a knife, totally the wrong format. That's not a Maisa Malika. Metam Vesabliya, it's Metam. Tanan, let's go to look at our Mishnah and try to clarify this point of the Malika of the Zar. Tanan, Kol HaPsulim, Shemolkum, Lukasam Psulim. Mishnah begins with a general statement. All the Psulim, all is inclusive. So it's possible, but it's spirit of Tumah. Bishlam the Rabbi Yechna, quote Rabbi Yechna very well. Kol asui is zar. The zar is covered by the word koil. El the Rab, but according to Rab, who says the zar is out, kol, the word kol, which is an inclusive term, lasui, what's it coming to include? Says the Gemara, lav lasui, smoy v'lai, it's coming to cover left and night. Well, smoy v'lai, those two were openly discussed in the Mishnah. We don't need it to be hinted, we have a Mishnah, clearly, Smoy V'Layla are Tahar. Tani V'Adam Afar. Sometimes the Mishnah would sort of state a general and then a statement and then go into specifics. So Kol really is only alluding to Smoy V'Layla, but not Zar. Toshmaya comes another Raya. Zaklal, the Mishnah continues with another rule, right? It concludes with a rule. Kol Shay Psul B'Kodesh, any Migdash related Psul, Einem Tam V'Gad V'Sabliya, so this bird is considered free of Tum. Now again, we have a sort of a general inclusionary term, kol. Very well, kol is coming to include our friend, the Zar, Lesu Yazar, according to Rav, who says the Zar is out, what's kol coming to include? Well, Tamech, according to you, let's flip the question around to you. The Mishnah continues with a negative aspect as well. Right, in the concluding statement of the Mishnah, we have a positive, we have a negative. Anything that had a local psul is okay, but anything that was not psul b'kodesh is metameich. What's the second half coming to include? Metameich. What's the Mishnah alluding to in that second part? Shloyoy psul b'kodesh. Something whose psul occurred before it came to the kodesh, that's out. Lasuyimai, what's that coming to cover? Ella, I have an answer to both questions. We're not discussing Zar. We're discussing something else entirely different. Ella, let me propose like this. Right, so we have the closing, formula, kol, right? Zaklal, kol. We have positive and negative. Something is in, something is out. So what's in? Reisha lasuye shchitas kachem b'fnim. We took a kachem bird and did the shchita in the Beis HaMikdash. So although it's the wrong process, but shchita is shchita and spirit is of tum. Save for the second half, which is the negative, which is pushing something out. So he's coming to include Malika's Chulin B'chutz. He did Malika on the Chulin bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is worthless. And the other bird is now Metami. But we're not speaking about Zar. However, Tanakh Mr. Rabbi Yechon, we have a right from a Bryce Rabbi Yechon that the Zar is in Malka Zar, Malka Pasel, a Zar did Maliku, or a Kohen was Pasel, that's a Balmum, right? Or, let's say a proper Maliku was done, but with a Pigal intention, a Pigal Vanoyser, where the bird was left beyond its time, Vatame became Tummy. Don't think now retroactively it becomes like a dead bird. And as Metami Ein, Metamin, Abbas Ablian, that's the right to Rabbi Yechon, who considers the Zar in the in category. Okay, so in a nutshell, a proper Malika, of course, would spare the bird of any Nevela status. An improper Malika, sometimes he's in, sometimes he's out. For instance, Smoil and Laila is in, Sakin is out, Zar, we have Machlaikis, between Rav, who said he's out, and Rabbi Yechon says he isn't. Regarding the next part of the Mishnah, we discussed Shechita, right, on a bird, Shechita on Chulin, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's spirit of Tumah. Likewise, Shechita of the Kachem bird outside is spirit of Tumah, because after all, it's a Shechita. However, Malika with a knife, or Malika on the Chulin Befnim is out, or Malika on the Kachem Mechutz, likewise. Or the birds that have a Balmum, too young, too old, all these are considered totally invalid Malikas, and for all practical purposes, we treat like an Avela, and it's Matami Beis HaBliya. All the best to you, Natzlochra.